And thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. And he's talking about our salvation that we have through Jesus. I just wanted to point that out. Now go back in your Old Testament, Psalm 95. Now the song he led was based on Psalm 100, which made me think about not only that, but also Psalm 95. See, my mind works weird. Psalm 105. 105. And I want to read to you the first five verses there, and then I want to tell you a short story. Psalm 105, and I know this isn't what I had planned, so bear with me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. What deeds? Well, as you see there in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, this indescribable gift that we have, this wonderful blessing of salvation. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all of his wondrous works, glory in his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and judgments of his mouth. Our God has given us so many wonderful things. The problem is, we don't stop and think about it very often, right? We just go through our day, you know, with all the blessings that we enjoy, physical blessings and spiritual blessings, right? That's why I love Thanksgiving, and I appreciate our first president. I appreciate Dennis for reading that. It's a day to slow down, to think, and to give thanks. You're not going to give thanks if you don't stop and think what there is to be thankful for. And we need to be thankful not only the physical blessings we have in this nation, but this indescribable gift of salvation through Jesus. And here's, whenever I think about Thanksgiving and being thankful, I don't know if I've told this story before or not, my mind goes here every single time, right? And I think about what we have, right? And it was when I was in the Army, in Iraq. We're driving from Kuwait to Baghdad. And just outside the land of Ur, where Abraham's from, you know, get across the Euphrates. And not long after that, there's these flat fields of desert. All the American convoys would be going through there. And there's certain places you would stop, and for different reasons. But every time a convoy stopped or a convoy was going by, these little children would pop up from these fields. And they lived in holes in the ground, and I kid you not. And I thought they looked like little gophers, little, they pop up out of the holes. Ooh, there's Americans. And they would run to the road. And, you know, and they would beg for water or anything that you'd give them. And, you know, and it was just so heart-wrenching. We're giving them everything. We gave them all of our food, all of our water. We're kind of put us in a pickle later, but we didn't care. And they were all little children. 12 down to, 4 and 5 years old, living in holes in the desert. Did not see one adult anywhere. But they were the happiest people I'd ever seen. You never saw such great joy in giving a water bottle or a disgusting MRE to someone. You know, we'd eat those things so much we hated them. But here, you know, these things were giving life to them and they were so thankful. Right? And so my mind goes there to hopefully bring some perspective back to me, to be thankful for everything that I have. You know, thankful what we have as a body of believers. Right? And I always say, when you open your refrigerator, if it takes you more than 3 seconds to decide what you're going to eat, you're doing pretty good. If you open your closet in the morning and it takes you more than 3 seconds to decide what you're going to wear, you're doing pretty good. If you can drink the water in your faucet, you're doing pretty good compared to most of the world. If you have a roof over your head that doesn't leak, you're doing a lot better than most of the people in the world. Just those simple things. If you get hurt, it might be expensive, but someone's going to come and get you and take you to a competent medical facility, and you'll probably be okay. If someone's trying to hurt you, you can make a phone call. People will come and do their best to protect you. right? And so just start thinking about all the small things that we have that we need to be thankful for. Physical, but also that indescribable gift of salvation that we have in Jesus. God is so good. He's so good to us all the time. There's not a day, there's not a moment that God is not good to us. I don't care what you got going on in your life, the headaches, the problems, family problems, financial problems, all of those kind of things. That is nothing compared to the indescribable gift that you have. You are wealthier spiritually than billions upon billions upon billions of people that are alive today. So let's remember that. This evening, if you have a spiritual need, if you need to be baptized into Christ for remission of your sins, we can do that. We can be thankful that you made that decision. What another great reason to be thankful, to give thanks to God if you need to do that. Or if you've fallen away, you're ready to come back home, we'll be thankful for your return. All right, let us show you the love of God this evening. If you have a spiritual need, let someone know as we stand, as we sing.